You're listening to Connecting Faith, and our focus each day here on the program and all across Faith Radio is to help connect faith to life every day. How do we apply biblical principles to daily life? Well, we need to understand the Bible better, and we're going to focus on that in the moments ahead. Talking right now with Pastor Jim Nicodem. Jim has been senior pastor of Christ Community Church since it started with just a handful of families back in 1984. It's in St. Charles, Illinois. It's grown to thousands, 5,000, 6,000 people on multi-site campus. And Jim has written several books. It's been a while since we talked with him. Some years ago, he came out with a wonderful book called Prayer Coach for all who want to get off the bench and onto the praying field. And then more recently, a four-book series called Bible Savvy. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Jim, the majority of us would probably not consider ourselves savvy about the Bible. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, that's a great question, Neil. Unfortunately, I think that, you know, the simple answer is because we don't read it. Hmm. We don't carve out time. We don't intentionally go after it. I remember a few years back when my daughters were attending a Christian college and we were going through the parent orientation and the president of the college said, just so you parents know, we give a Bible knowledge test to freshmen, incoming freshmen every year, and the rate goes down in terms of how students score on this. And they're coming from evangelical churches, and they're coming from Christian homes, but kids don't know the Bible anymore. And I think that's true across the board, Neil. I don't think people are reading it.
Well, are people actually interested in understanding the Bible better? I mean, is that one of the reasons why we don't read it?
That's interesting the way you phrase it. I would say that a lot of Christians are into experience and into impressions, leadings of the Holy Spirit and whatever. But reading the Bible is a little bit of hard work. We're in a media distracted culture where it's easier to spend time watching a movie on Netflix or catching up on Facebook or whatever. So I do think that there may be a lack of interest on believers' part, which is sad because, you know, Scripture tells us, 2 Timothy 3:16-17, that Scripture is given to us for the purpose of teaching and rebuking and correcting and training us in righteousness so that the person of God would be thoroughly equipped for every good work. If we ignore it, it's to our peril. This is God's primary tool in maturing us in Christ. Now, ironically, flip side of that is I read a study not too long ago, a survey of those who've just started going to church. So previously unchurched people starting back to church, what is the impetus for that? What's drawing them back? 90% of the people said they want to know something about the Bible. So I do think there's a curiosity out there. It's been the best-selling book of all times. So a lot of people own it. They've just never read it. So I do think there is a bit of intrigue about it, maybe more so on the part of lost people than on the part of Christ followers.
Well, as you said, it's not necessarily an easy book to read, I guess, if we don't understand it. And you have put together this little Bible Savvy series. By the way, we do have a couple of sets of these we're going to give away, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But the series addresses four things we must know. So kind of give us a better understanding of thumbnail sketch of what we should know.
Yes. Yeah. These are four short books, Neil. So they're 4 to 6 chapters apiece, easy to go through. The first book is called Epic, and it's basically the Bible storyline. So I think that one's 6 chapters long. In 6 chapters, we cover Genesis to Revelation. This is the storyline of the Bible. So if you don't know the storyline, it's hard to dip into one part of the Bible and understand what's going on. You got to have context. You know, it would be like trying to put a puzzle together without having the advantage of the box cover that's got the picture. So Epic tries to give you the picture of the Bible, so whether you're dipping into Colossians or Deuteronomy or Psalms or whatever, you know where that part fits in the whole. Second book in the series is called Foundation, and that's basically the defense of Scripture's credibility, its accuracy, its transmission over time, centuries. How did God protect it from error? You know, why do we say this is a supernatural book? If any of your listeners have read anything by Lee Strobel, you know, The Case for Christ or The Case for Faith, it's that kind of a book, but I think even a bit simpler, Cookies on the Bottom Shelf. If you don't believe this is a credible book, a trustworthy book, you're not going to read it. So that's what the second book in the series, Foundation, is about. Third book is called Context, and it's basically the ground rules for interpreting the Bible. You know, people sometimes say, well, you can make the Bible say whatever you want it to say. And that's absolutely true if you don't follow some basic rules. There are some rules for interpretation with respect to any piece of great literature, Bible included. So context has to do with what those ground rules are for interpreting the Bible accurately. And then the last book, called Walk, has to do with application. So you're reading the Bible, you're saying this is great for people who lived 2,000 years ago, I get the story, but what is it, you know, how does it get worked out in my life today? What's the practical application? And we take you through some basic steps on how to put it into practice in your life, what you read that day.
It's the Bible Savvy series, a set of four short books, easy to read and to get a better understanding of the Bible, written by Jim Nicodem, who's pastor of Christ Community Church in St. Charles, Illinois. Jim, let's go back to the big picture. It seems like maybe there's been a renewed interest, or maybe for the first time, emphasis on looking at the Bible as a whole story as opposed to kind of selections and teachings. Did we miss something along the way? So we kind of lost our view of the Bible as a whole?
You know, could be, Neil. Could be that, you know, that people have looked at it too atomistically, and you get in a Bible study group and you're studying Ephesians and you're in chapter 2 and you're studying a clump of six verses and you focus strictly on that. Well, you know, you won't understand those six verses unless you understand something about the Apostle Paul and the background of the book of Ephesians. And then how does Ephesians fit into the whole New Testament and the flow of the story? And then how does the New Testament fit with the Old Testament? So, you know, the better you know the whole picture, the better you're going to understand whatever portion you read. I am a lover of story, in addition to reading a lot of, you know, heavy books on theology and Bible commentaries and books on leadership and whatnot. I like reading novels. I like reading fiction. There's nothing like a story to grab you. And the Bible is a great story. So I'm glad if an interest in story brings people back to the Bible, that's great. I would say, though, you know, the trouble with narratives and story is, again, you better know the basic rules for applying it to your life. Sometimes people read a story and they pull anything they want out of it and say, oh, I think this is what it means for my life. So there are some ground rules. Story is very captivating, draws you in, but there are some ground rules for interpreting story and applying it to your life.
Well, you talk about an acronym, COMA. It would help us maybe at least understand the Bible better and provide some of those ground rules. Let's take a moment to summarize those.
Sure. When we're going to apply the Bible, there are four steps. And, you know, I didn't invent these. I probably pirated them from somebody along the way, Neil, and just kind of packaged them in a way that people could follow in my book, Walk. And COMA stands for, the C stands for context. So when you're going to start reading a new book, let's say you're going to read the book of James, get yourself a study Bible, an NIV study Bible, for instance, and read the two-page introduction to that book so you know who wrote James and what problems they were addressing and what was going on historically in the world at the time, because the better you understand the original audience, the better you're going to be in applying the scripture to your life. So that's C, context, historical context. O stands for observations. When you read through a text, let's say you're going through James and you're reading chapter 1, what should you be looking for? And in my book, Walk, I talk about four or five things to be observing. That's the O, observing as you're reading the text. And, you know, I won't rattle them off now, let people pick up the book. But the M then stands for message. Now that you've made half a dozen observations, I've read through James 1, and there are five or six things I noticed because, you know, I'm observing. I'm looking for certain things. Now I take one of those things I observed, and I look for the message behind it. So what is God saying? What is the universal truth, the timeless truth here? If it was to be put on a wall plaque and hung on a wall, what would be that, you know, that truth that applies to everybody for all time? And then the A in COMA stands for application. How do I bring that message, that truth, home to my life? What am I going to do in the next 24 hours or in the next week at most to put into practice this timeless truth? So that's COMA. I know there are a lot of Bible study methods out there. Many of them that I've come across, they tend to be somewhat complex. I don't think I would use them on a regular basis because I couldn't even remember all the steps. Whereas with COMA, it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And once you get the hang of it, it's almost impossible to read a passage and not put it in practice.
Well, that's our goal. We want to talk not only about reading the Bible, but putting into practice and helping us grow in our faith. One of the reasons we wanted to just connect with Jim Nicodem again. Jim, the first time we connected was about your book you written several years ago called Prayer Coach for All Who Want to Get Off the Bench and Onto the Praying Field. And I think, you know, reading the Bible, applying the Bible is one thing, but having an active prayer life is another. Just give us maybe a summary, one principle or two about how we can expand and improve our prayer life.
Yeah, Neil, you know, prayer is so vital. I've often joked about the fact that, you know, God has led me to write a book on prayer and on Bible. You can't get more basic than that. And I wish, you know, at times, God, please, not just another meat and potatoes topic. Can't you give me something scintillating that people want to pull off the shelf and purchase? But, you know, that's what God's led me to, getting people into the basics. And as you said, prayer and Bible are as basic as you get. They're foundational for the Christian life. So I think if a person is not praying like they know they should or like they really desire to, you know, the first thing is it's pretty simple, but you just need to carve out time to do it, to say, I'm going to do it at, you know, this 15-minute period every morning before I go to work or school or whatever, or I'm going to do it later in the day. Or one of my favorite ways to do it, we've got a river that runs through our town, and almost daily I take a prayer walk along that river. And so I walk and I pray. I'm outdoors. I could pray out loud. But if you're going to make progress in your prayer life, you have to set aside time for it. You have to intentionally go after it.
Just practical basics, which is one of the key things that we need to keep coming back to, because the Christian life is a daily process. It's a step-by-step journey. And we're talking today with Jim Nicodem, who's been senior pastor of Christ Community Church since it started back in 1984, and appreciate his passion, his heart for helping us understand and live out our faith more effectively. One of the reasons we want to connect with him is because thought it would just be good to review the Bible Savvy series, a set of four books that came out from Moody Publishers, and we've got a couple sets. We're going to give those away, and also he's written Prayer Coach for All Who Want to Get Off the Bench and Under the Praying Field. And Jim, we thank you again for the little review today and for your teaching at the Christ Community, and blessings to you as the ministry continues.
Thanks, Neil. Wonderful to talk with you, and if we ignited anybody's interest in getting into God's Word or praying, time well spent. Thanks so much. Indeed.